Hello, good afternoon. My name is Rudy. I'm calling you to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, at this point, I'm not sure. I voted for Biden last time. I think he's too old to be the Democratic candidate. I don't think enough has been accomplished. And this time I'm waiting to see who gets the Republican nomination.
Okay.
And, we will see. I have not decided.
All right. So would you say you're a Democrat, a Republican, or independent at this time?
Well, I'm a Democrat who may vote otherwise.
Okay. So there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislator, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I'll probably vote.
Okay. And tell me if you have a few unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one, okay? Joe Biden.
I don't know. I'm a Democrat.
The four options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. Roland Gutierrez?
I don't know him.
Okay. So would you say... Okay, give me one second. What about Planned Parenthood? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Planned Parenthood.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat? Okay. And Nathan Johnson? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very
somewhat
unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay.
Somewhat
and
favorable.
Colin Allred? Would you say very favorable? Somewhat? Okay. What about Jasmine Simon?
I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with some of these candidates.
All right. No problem. Just let's go ahead and just ask. We only have like four more to go. If not, we'll just go ahead and put what we have up, down. Okay. What about Clay Jenkins?
I don't know.
Okay. Ron Kirk?
I don't know.
All right. Elizabeth Ginsburg?
I don't know.
All right. And Victoria Neve?
I don't know.
All right. Give me one second. And in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Okay. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Abortion, Texas law criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms, local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning and working rights, guns, sensible gun sales laws, requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault guns. Okay. And what is the next most important issue? Abortion, local control, Okay.
Abortion.
Okay. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic Party of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with pro-jobs, business-friendly message. Okay. Second option is with one with the most liberal positions on issues who have a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party.
That's a good question.
Okay. Think about it. Take your time.
Well, I would have to like the candidate, of course, but and what he or she stands for, but I would vote for someone who has the capability to beat the other side.
Okay. So out of these two options, which one would you choose, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
The first one, perfect. All right. And next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. You definitely vote, probably vote for, does not impact?
Probably vote.
Okay. And in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely vote for. Probably vote for. Does not impact.
So this call is about Jasmine?
Yeah, it says, in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. So would that
probably vote.
For, okay. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact.
Probably vote for her.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Will that definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact?
Probably vote for her.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligations to public education. Will that definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact?
Well, it may impact, but I'd say at least probably vote for her.
Okay. And Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Would that definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact?
Probably vote for her.
Okay. And Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact?
Does not impact.
Does not impact. Okay. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact.
I would be inclined to say definitely vote for her.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because government ABOT and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact.
probably vote for her.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact.
At least probably vote for her.
Okay.
I need to familiarize. I need for, to right. familiarize my, myself with the candidate before I can say definitely.
Okay. All right. And Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house suit blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense. Okay, problem-solving approach with this. Probably vote for, definitely vote for, does not impact.
Probably vote for her.
Okay, and Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban to abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or does not impact.
Definitely vote for her.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon put her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operations Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact.
I definitely vote for her.
Okay, perfect.
I own four dogs, and I'm a dog sitter.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. Well, we're almost done, ma'am. Just so you know, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring productive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today, Jasmine or Elizabeth?
That is hard to say.
That
is really hard to say. I like what you said about the second person, but there is a lot more to it. I need to explore it for myself. But probably your first candidate.
Okay. Jasmine. Okay, let's go ahead and click on Jasmine. All right, perfect. So next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or no matter to you, okay? Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not matter.
Well, it matters. It definitely does.
Okay.
Possibly vote for her. I don't know.
Okay.
I need to look into this myself.
All right. And that would be probably vote against, right?
Probably vote against, yes.
All right. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature bid. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely vote against, or probably vote against, or does not matter.
I'm probably vote against.
Vote against, okay. And Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democratic who just doesn't share the progressive value needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, does not matter.
Probably vote against.
All right. And Liz Ginsburg losing record shows she is not the right Democratic She is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. Okay. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, does not matter.
Oh, that's a hard question.
Okay.
Take your time. I'm going to say it does not matter.
It does not matter. And Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, does not matter.
Now that does matter.
Okay.
Probably vote against.
All right, give me 1 second. All right, after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for the Democratic primary if you had to choose today? Jasmine Simon, Elizabeth Ginsburg.
That is hard for me to say since I'm only listening to what you're saying and I'm not familiar with other candidates.
Let's say after hearing this information, okay?
Jasmine,
okay. And lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position as a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? Okay? Like this for your personal opinion.
My opinion is that gun control and women's rights.
You said gun control and women's rights?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
You know, we've got the border issue too.
Okay. Women rights and border issues, right?
Yes.
Okay. So give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Now just a few questions for classification purposes, okay? Give me 1 second. I am speaking to Linda, right? Caucasian?
Yes.
Okay, Linda, thank you so much for that. Could you please tell me, is your age between 19 to 30, sorry, from 18 to 39, from 40 to 54, from 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
65 and up, okay. And what is the largest grade you completed in school? Would you say from 0 to 11, high school, business school, or some college graduate?
College graduate.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate,
all right. And which of the following best describes your authentic or racial background? African American, or Black, Mexican, or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim white, or Caucasian, or something else?
Caucasian.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this does conclude our survey. thank you so much for your participation, okay?
You're welcome.
Your opinion is very important. Thank you so much, Linda. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Bye.